And now, podcast audio going. Mm-hmm. And going to go ahead and give ourselves a little bit of time and do what I personally like to call kicking it old school.
Okay. Yeah, come around my way. Yeah.
Barely sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. It's alright though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom
will
feel me for the next three birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what politics is weird. To the side of your
head. What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
Like that little when bitch, Eminem!
They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You.
This show is fucked.
We're behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Hey, what's going on, Facebook Live?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this. It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
We do our best to engage with these topics in a manner that is sensitive and considerate to you, our listeners, and your lived experiences. However, we understand that some of these subjects can pack a punch, so we strongly support whatever you need to do to take care of yourself as an audience member. Whether that be pouring yourself a glass of wine before pressing play, listening to our show with a warm, furry animal in your lap, or even turning off today's show and doing whatever brings you peace and joy and intellectual detox before tuning in next week. We welcome all feedback and comments related to our show, including requests for future topics you would like to hear us cover, or suggestions for ways we can improve our handling of emotionally and psychologically heavy material. You are listening to Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
They on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet?
Is brought to you.
This building?
By the fuck?
This school? This country? You?
That Father Teresa does not give.
All right. That was the original trigger warning Penny Loco did in January 2014. Penny Loco, very responsible,
yes.
Pale face individual. But yeah, the trigger warning was necessary, and apparently the engineering is going to be a little extra hard on this episode. Folks, listen to the archive. It's going up, it's going down, and because the internal microphone is doing that bullshit where it has decided that it will move when and where the fuck it wants.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Like, I don't need that shit.
Skynet.
Not real, which is some shit Phoenix started saying, and we're just going back to 2014.
Skynet.
God damn it. I wanted to talk about that Australian white supremacist street gang shit.
Yes.
But apparently it goes deep. It's heavy-handed, and I can't keep up with that shit. I'm going to have to look into... I tried to look into it right after work, but then forgot that The Offspring is on spring break from school, so Phoenix Collider got me right after work.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that, like, 30 minutes to sit in the cafeteria and read news. Mm-hmm. Just had to fly straight home, and it's like, get straight home, you know what? Drink some fruit, get straight to the wine cellar. Have some lactaid milk. We're going to make this happen.
Yes.
Neighbor.
Is that helping you, by the way?
What?
The lactaid?
It's helping you. It doesn't really matter to me, Chief. I am unaffected. All right? If folks didn't understand.
I thought maybe you, like, felt better or something.
No, no, no.
Oh.
No, not physically. Nah, okay. No change at all.
Okay.
All right.
Of course not.
So from here, we're just going to hop straight to fucking Bob Seska.
Yes.
Bob Seska's a partisan hack.
Uh-huh.
Like, we've talked about this before, where people might think that, well, they're not in an echo chamber because, no, I'm not watching Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, and Lawrence O'Donnell, you know, the evening block.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to Bob Seska and Stephanie Miller and reading the Daily Banter, you're getting all of MSNBC's talking points from some people who are allowed to say the word fuck.
Right.
Same thing if you go to Bill Maher instead of Chris Matthews. Same shit, but with the word fuck. All right? And so you're still in that echo chamber, right? Like somebody be like, well, I don't watch Joy Ann Reed. And, you know, Melissa Harris-Perry used to have a program. See, like, I don't watch Joy Ann Reed. And I don't follow Zerlina Maxwell's Twitter. But you read The Root. So you're getting all the exact same shit. But you read verysmartbrothers.com, which are surprisingly horrifically basic-ass liberal niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They truly are.
Yeah.
Like, they are so fucking UC Berkeley basic. Dead up. All right? so you have the first timestamp on Bob Seska on Twitter. It is at @BobSeska_go. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. The first one is... Wait, did you send this in chronological order?
Maybe not. But 14 minutes and change.
1349.
And now this is interesting because Bob Seska, Elon tries to be like, man, these kids are too triggered and they want to run around doing stuff. Surprisingly, looking back in his time, he was not against Occupy Wall Street. But then... when the primaries hit for to replace Obama,
yes,
Bob became a radical centrist immediately.
Nigga, those primaries got everybody fucked up in irreparable ways.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
And I mean, and all the anti-Semitic people got triggered by the Jew.
Yeah.
They truly did. All right. So let's see what Bob Seska thinks about this. Bob Seska with Randy Rhodes, all right, also in that echo chamber responding to the Mueller time.
Get the full report. I mean, I'm thinking Kiev 2014, like an occupation of the grounds surrounding the DOJ building or something along those lines. Because we're really being, I mean, I said on the Stephanie Miller show this morning, I said, we're being blackbagged.
Didn't I just say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so Bob Seska is literally a guest on the Stephanie Miller show in the morning and then has Randy Rhodes on his show in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the exact same echo chamber, just right. with thousands of dollars instead of millions.
Right.
Donald Trump is in the... We've got black hoods over our heads, and Donald Trump's in the corner with his Sharpie busily redacting a report that we deserve to see at this point, if only to discover whether or not Donald Trump is compromised by Russia, for God's sake.
Can you hear the male tears in that? I can hear a cry through that shit.
It's just so fucking black hoods over our faces. Nigga, you're not getting dragged to a black site. Shut the fuck up.
But then also, I thought he was talking about, like, as protesters. And I'm like, but these niggas hate Antifa.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, he's never going to be the guy who has the black hood over his head. Ever.
Bob Seska is a cis-hetero white male. He is the victim of everything. Okay? Especially Chez Pazienza. You saw what happened to him.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Cold world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we tried to soften up the show, and well, there goes a whole bunch of folks that would have tuned in. what's that second time stamp?
1615.
If I could remember what that one was. So let's see what the heck darn it is. I'll give it a running start from 1601.
That's gonna do it.
Yeah.
And remember, it's because I get this stuff in the morning before work, and then I stew on it over work, and then I forget about it while I'm working and trying not to fall off the skyjack. And then I get home and I'm like, what the fuck was that shit I heard this morning?
I mean, do Trump voters even realize that their insurance is going to crash and burn, too, if the ACA is repealed? Do you think they know it? They just want to own the libs.
But insurance isn't awesome now.
It's not awesome now.
It's awesome for these people because they're like one step below rich. Because that's the thing about Randy Rhodes and Bob Sesker. They're not youth.
They're like upper class, right? Or upper middle class?
Well, because they're from a time when they're from before the Telecommunications Act, when you know, radio was a six-figure gig.
Right.
You know, and it's surprisingly, Nicole Sandler's from that time, too, but Nicole Sandler went left.
Right.
You know, like, Nicole Sandler was one of the first, like, sort of leftist, liberal, progressive podcasts that was, like, dead up saying, we is be needed that fine, that socialism. You know, like, and Nicole Sandler was arguing for that in 2012 on her program, way back.
Is that what it comes down to?
Look, there's obviously a cold civil war in this country. There is no question.
All right. So apparently between libras and conservatizers, there's a cold civil war.
So what are leftists then?
Just ignorant liberals. Just they haven't seen the light yet.
Right. Yeah, because we don't have any money. Money makes you see better.
It literally does. My glasses are being held together with Teflon tape and Gorilla Glue.
It's true.
Money makes you see better. All right, let's see.
About it, you know. It's kind of like, you know, we said we defeated ISIS. Well, that's like saying we defeated the South.
You know, because ISIS is just like the Southern brand of white supremacy. Same thing.
Well, I mean, my ancestors were not held as slaves by ISIS, so...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what they were. Those were a bunch of Baptist Muslims.
Baptist Muslims.
That's a fact.
Okay.
They were like, hey, Jim Bob, get in here and eat some of this turkey bacon. Come on, get on in here.
No, that's not what happened at all.
Ma, Pa, we gotta pray for the fifth time today. Face Mecca. That's how the South was.
Okay.
Yeah, these are totally comparable things. ISIS, which to my understanding is a ragtag group.
It is.
I'm actually saying ragtag here.
Yeah.
Like when I think ISIS, I think like Bebop and Rocksteady with hijabs on. Like I just think Shredder's thugs on the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Like they seem like clowns to me. That's why I'm so comfortable talking shit about them. Like MS-13. I'm not afraid of an MS-13.
But I think the thing, too, though, with ISIS is, like, they don't really fuck with us. And then they kept growing their numbers because we kept bombing civilians over there. Like, drone strikes and shit. So it's like, maybe if we stop bombing them, they might not, you know, have a need to join up with ISIS. I don't know.
I'm black in McMurka. Not worried about ISIS. I'm worried about Pelisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or vanilla ISIS.
Nah, didn't one of them get shot up in Oregon
when
that shit was happening?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's old news. Yeah, man. I made a rap about that shit. It was
fun.
They
got snacks.
They did.
White supremacists have gone nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the Islamic terrorists have gone nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You still got the same problem. And in this country, we're always going to have 30% of our population believing that they need to look down to find out why they were stepped.
This is, she says, like some populist shit right here, right?
Don, look, the shoe comes from above. It steps on your neck, not from below.
Right.
Look. Wait, so up, who? Look.
So who's stepping on our neck when Democrats are in office?
Nobody.
Oh.
We're free.
Had no idea.
Free.
That's why it's a good thing that you see, and that's the problem with Obama taking so many vacations. Because every time Obama was on vacation, that's when cops were like, "We gonna shoot some negros and pop off a little Ferguson something or other."
Yes, because that is when.
That's right. Paul Ryan was running shit at that time.
Right.
Yeah. Because Joe Biden always went with Obama because in a world of assassinations, you always want them together.
Yes. Actually.
All right. Next time stamp.
4514.
Yes, ma'am. 45. Oh, I think this is the one where they do the benevolent liberal. It amuses me a little bit. Just the way they say it, the sort of talking down, it's amazing.
I used to say all the time, I used to say there's nothing new under the sun because I'd seen it all before. This is new.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, along those lines, do you think Trumpism is going to continue beyond Trump? I mean, are we on a collision course with idiocracy?
Like I said, we've always had this part of our population that if you are willing to blame somebody below them, and make them be able to say, well, I may be poor, I may have one good tooth left, but at least I'm not black, right? If you can appeal to those people, you know, you've got something going for you in this country, because there's about 30% of the population that goes like that.
Yeah.
But the other 70% don't deserve it. And like I said, there's an obligation for us,
because our motto is out of many, one,
to be the...
I like that apparently she just has the numbers that it's 30%.
Oh, yeah.
It's just exactly 30%.
It is exactly 30%. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're all from the South, too.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Not Daniel Pantaleo. Who knows? Daniel Pantaleo's from the South. What's that motherfucker? Darren Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from, like, Southern Georgia, I think. Somewhere down there.
John Burge.
John Burge. John Burge is from, I think he's from Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
LePage?
Paula Page?
Yeah.
Paula Page is from Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay.
Right on the Georgia border. That's right there,
man. Should we clarify who these people are?
Our audience knows.
Okay.
Yeah, they know.
That's very confident.
That's what's dope about the wine cellar heads. You know, and that's why they'll flex on us if we're wrong. They will be like, nigga, we will beat the living shit out of you two motherfuckers.
What?
Yep, that's what they said. That is.
I don't think so.
That's a fact.
I don't think so.
All right. Got to get Michael Graham on the program. He about to whoop our ass about some ADOS.
He could try.
Michael Graham, come on, niggle.
Yeah.
Come on, chat it up with us.
Next week sometime, maybe.
Yes, next week, Michael Graham, ADOS. All right. But Michael Graham, when we talk about it, though, we got to be on code, family. You dig?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
All right.
One, there is an obligation. If you're smarter, if you are able to manage facts, if you're able to look.
Okay. So if you're smarter, if you're able to manage facts like us, Randy Rhodes keeps going.
God, what did she just get done listening to Bill Maher?
To make things simple for people is our job. And to help them. Help those who can't help themselves. I really live that. I believe that. I've always worked that way. I you know, try to conduct myself that way with compassion for people who don't know what's happening to them, understanding their confusion, understanding that they don't have access to newspapers, they don't have, you know, decent media, they can't afford subscriptions to the New York Times or the Wall Street.
The New York Times that helped lie us into Iraq.
The New York Times, it's like every other fucking week. Is the problem that white people feel excluded and that's why they become Nazis every fucking week with these people?
The New York Times that still publishes David Brooks.
Well, slavery was bad, but at least they got to die knowing Jesus.
All right, so that's Bob Seska and Randy Rhodes responding to the Mueller time.
Can I just...
Yes,
I was looking for it. This was my whole tweet about Russia, and I really haven't said anything about it since. And this is from July of 2018. The wildest thing about Russia to me is how people are quoting laws and constitutional amendments as if suddenly rich white men will be forced to suffer consequences for their sins. Even if he did what they said they did, that guarantees no punishment. The fuck are they talking about? And now here we are. Just saying.
Ma'am.
Just saying.
Rude.
You're rude.
All right. This individual goes by the name of Liz Croken. All right. And Liz Croken is, to my understanding, an independent content creator. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to the right wing responding to Mueller time. Now, Liz Croken says words about things that make sense about facts.
Okay.
All right. No, Phoenix Leader's hating. All right, so we're jumping straight into it.
We need more people.
We need more pepperoni.
The question that I would pose to anyone that has criticized me and has name-called me and tried to claim that Pizzagate is fake.
What?
Hey, this is... that's why it's fun to fuck with right wingers. All right, so again, this is Liz Croken responding. You all right? Because now you name called her.
Yeah.
You in particular.
Yeah.
You called her a slur. You called her Becky.
Yeah.
Foul play.
Was she acting like a Becky though?
No. Does she look like a Becky? Folks can't see the video. We should link it in the web post.
She looks very blonde to me.
Looks like a Megan.
Kelly. McCain.
No.
Ma'am. All right. So now, all right. This is Liz Croken responding to Mueller time.
Okay.
Claim that Pizzagate is fake. Now that you know that the mainstream media has been lying to you for 2 years... about the Russian collusion hoax, don't you think that there's a chance that just maybe they're also lying to you about Pizzagate?
See?
Because I'm going to keep it G real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood.
What?
How does dishonesty about the Mueller report translate to Pizzagate being real?
Because they lied about that. They're lying about this. As we say in the wine cellar, all liars are serial liars.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
It's like, hello, people. Put two and two together. I've known for years.
Why? Why would you put two and two together to get four when you can put orangutan and square together? Why?
It's Pizzagate, fool. You put two and two together because this place lets you combine coupons. Nickel, combine coupons.
Wait, like every day or only like after six on like Wednesdays?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. See, that part's not public yet. But when they make it public, it's kind of like when you were re-elect Obama for 2012, then the gloves are coming off. Then he's going to do his real stuff. Like, support the Blue Lives Matter bill. See, now he's... Yeah, you weren't ready.
That they are full of crap and that they lie constantly. And I've known from day one that they were lying about the Russian collusion hoax. It was obvious, all right?
But I... to me, it was obvious they were hyping up Russia for my own reasons. I would just be curious to know what... she saw happening. Like, what were her reasons for disbelieving other than it disagrees with my political ideology?
You know, the funny thing is, for both of them, it's just that on both sides, because they're partisan hacks.
Yeah.
Because she's a partisan hack, and Bob Seska and Randy Rhodes are partisan hacks. That's why. Now,
Russiagate is real. All right.
Now, this one, Phoenix Kalita is going to try to debunk with her false, fake, wannabe knowledge about stuff she's never
you
read.
You can put nothing...
Ah, it's auto-playing. And way too loud. All right, so, this individual's name is Dave Janda. And to my understanding is also...
Wait, what's the headline?
No, don't worry about that. That doesn't matter. and it says radio host, but pretty sure independent content creator. All right. These motherfuckers are in their bedroom just like we're in our bedroom.
This isn't a bedroom. This is an office.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's an office. There's envelopes right there in a drawer full of pens. It's an office.
she finally got envelopes and then used one to write a note on to remind me to take out the cat litter. That was...
The cat litter needed to be taken out.
With all the notebooks you have...
I don't have a lot of notebooks.
Phoenix has notebooks, notepads, each one, like three pages are filled in with like a recipe, some notes on a medical condition, and a crochet pattern, and then she starts a new notebook. She's like the little white girl in the movie Signs with cups of water all over the place.
I'm feeling very attacked right now.
All right, let's... You know what, just for the hell of it.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
All right, so let's check out Dave Janda responding to Mueller time.
Can put nothing past these deep state players. I can tell you in a word to describe the deep state.
What, you don't like it when you hear the words deep state?
You know some bullshit is about to happen next. Every fucking time.
So all you're right, saying that Republicans cannot trek the stars with Deep State Nine?
No.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You are being a hater.
That actually would be hilarious parody, though.
The Beam Me Up Party?
The Beam Me Up Party of the Deep State Nine, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That would be funny.
All right. Well, if we come up with a concept in 10 episodes, let's go fund it.
And the players in the Deep State. And I mean this, and I people think this is hyperbole. It's not. They're evil. And they will do anything and everything to maintain power.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means a large loss of life of Americans or people around the world,
yeah,
they will not bat an
eye. I like how we
had
to specify. Like, there's a difference between the value of life of Americans versus those other people in other places.
Oh, so now you hate this guy because he's also ADOS.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So this big lip white man who is also ADOS, you got beef with him too.
Yes.
Phoenix Kalita hates big lip white people. Know that about her.
I mean, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The real reverse racist.
Yeah.
God damn it.
In doing that. And this, and people have to realize who our enemy is. This is the biggest and most important part of winning a war. You have to know your enemy, what your enemy is capable of, and what your enemy's strengths and weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is a student of Sun Tzu, the great Chinese general.
All right. Now, a lot of y'all didn't know that Donald Trump reads a lot of books. He has the best pages.
Well, he does read Mein Kampf.
He doesn't. He doesn't read. He doesn't read. He reads tweets, maybe. He might read tweets.
Audiobooks?
I don't really like headphones, you know, because I have really big manly ears and the earbuds, they always just fall out. And, you know, so that means there's really no problems there because you know what they say about guys with big ears. Okay.
So he's a student of Sun Tzu. All right, let's see where the fuck this is going. Because I've read that book.
I have not. I read the news.
What you're seeing is President Trump implementing many of the logistics, many of the philosophies of Sun Tzu so that the freedom movement can win this war.
Uh-huh.
So what to anticipate from...
What are you hating on now?
He's implementing strategies of Sun Tzu.
Yes.
I don't think he is. I'm just, I'm just going through in my mind trying to remember some of the strategies of Sun Tzu. Keep wars short because long-lasting wars are bad for the economy and drain public trust in the government.
See? I mean, where's Little Marco? Where's Lion Ted? Where's he took Sleepy Ben and incorporated him, got rid of Jeb Bush. These are short wars, and then it's also art of war. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican, right?
Yeah.
Was there not a Republican before him? Like before Barry Hussein? Who was the last Republican before him?
Before Trump was probably Barry. But
nigga. That's grimy.
Thank you.
This nigga, that's like a rhyme inside the rhyme. This nigga put a joke inside the joke. Slick.
But I think That would have been who? W, yeah?
W. And what does W do now? Paint. And it's and Donald Trump is at war. Art of war.
So Barry's the of?
That's right.
Wow.
He was just in the middle of it, and he just kind of kept things going, kept the sentence going, you know, drone here, American citizen, get their son next, you know, handle your business, and then pass it on to the next side of it. See, so those three are a book title. That's what this individual is saying.
That's not what he's saying at all. But yeah, no, I still remember that. Like, Sun Tzu focused a lot on being efficient in war, right? Not having too many fronts on a war, keeping it simple, right? So I guess that's what we're doing with our military. We are only at war in one place, and it's been a very short war, obviously. Trusting your generals.
Yep.
Yeah, he does that. Uh-huh. Not wasting taxpayer money to fund a war. I mean, I'm sure that the defense budget is proportionate, and they can definitely account for where the money goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what you got. Have you ever seen any facts behind this? You remember hearing this kind of shit when folks like our age were in, like, elementary school, and it's like, what, they're spending $10,000 on a toilet?
Yeah, that's actually true.
That's some real shit they do.
Oh, I just fucking saw one. Holy shit. Let me look it up. They spent like $3 million on lobster or some shit.
On lobster?
Yeah.
Black people must have seasoned it. That was a fucking corny joke. Attack me for that. I need to be called out. Summon the drag party. That Nigger. Was corny.
Nigger.
I can do better than that, gang. I got better shit in the soundboard than that. Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. So,
I mean, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Nah, you gunned it in.
Go ahead.
I mean, Jesus was a white man, too.
All right. These are the facts.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
All right.
Among the list of waste was $2.3 million on snow crab, Alaskan king crab, and crab legs, and another $2.3 million on lobster tails. The group said all that money was spent at the end of the fiscal year in a luxury spending spree. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, somebody was explaining this to me because their husband was, like, higher up in the military. And so basically, what they do is if they haven't used the money in their budget, like at the end of the quarter or the end of the month or whenever their deadlines are, they just fucking buy anything for any price, because if they don't spend the money, then their budget will be cut the next time they make a new budget. So like if there's money left over, they're like, oh, we have $10,000. What the fuck? I don't know, nigga. Buy a gold toilet. I don't fucking know. Like that's what they're doing from what I have been told.
Damn, we need to put them niggas up on the Patreon.
Right?
Shit.
Right? I don't think they'll defend us.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm.
They fight for our freedoms.
Like,
all the time. Literally, right now. Like, you know, the last time I used to buy one, get one free coupon, like, mm-hmm. a fucking soldier, like, killed a little Muslim boy, and a little Muslim boy dropped the coupon. The soldier was like, yes! Free granola bread for William J. Jackson.
Awesome.
With raisins.
Yeah, and actually, this article kind of backs up what this person was telling me. So they say, in September, 66 federal agencies spent $97 billion in an effort to use their entire budget, $53 million of which was spent in the final week of the month. The amount spent in the last 7 days of the fiscal year is more than the agencies had spent the entire month of August. In September, the Department of Defense, clearly fans of high-end seafood, spent, you know, $2.3 million on the crab, $2.3 million on lobster tail. Also, so just some other random items from individuals. $670,000 on golf carts, $50,000 on skis and skiing equipment, $11,000 on a foosball table.
God damn it. Really?
$44,000 on tubas. What the fuck?
Tubas?
$9,000 on a leather chair.
Dude, we just need, like, some microphones and a mixer.
Right, nigga?
Need two more laptops.
Just give us the value of the one chair, the $9,000 chair. That's all we need.
Oh, my God, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, the Department of Defense's spending spree totaled $61 billion, far outstripping the second biggest spender, the Department of Health and Human Services, at $5 billion. Wait a minute. The Department of Health and Human Services spent $5.7 billion and the Department of Defense spent $61 billion. That just... And that's America in a nutshell. You know.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
The deep...
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I was just saying, yeah. So that's some of Sun Tzu's theories about you need to be... you know, frugal when going to war because your soldiers lose morale, the taxpayers get mad, and so on and so forth, and, you know.
Actually, Dave Janda is gonna sum it up.
Uh-huh.
So, what to anticipate from the deep state? Don't put a large false flag, a large terror event, or many terror events. Mm-hmm. Don't put that out of the realm of possibilities.
There you go. All right. Okay. Now, we got to go to the guy. Yeah. The guy.
The guy.
The also, guy.
Oh,
yes.
My last favorite thing about Sun Tzu, though, is one of his things was never go into a war that you can't win. So, if the deep state does kill a bunch of Americans, doesn't that mean Trump entered a war he couldn't win, which is very much against the principles of Sun Tzu?
You spoke way too low.
What?
Yeah, no, it picked up. It picked up. Oh. All right, And no, it does not. No, Donald.
I think it does. I think it does.
Mm-mm. You're wrong, and he's right.
You're wrong.
Which one of you is president?
I don't want to be president. I'll get shot.
Nah, you won't. Presidents never get shot. That doesn't happen. So this is Alex Jones on Mueller Time. Remember, he's a conservative. On yes. Mueller Time. In July 2018,
it's in front of people. What she did.
Why does it automatically?
What she did. I mean, Mueller covered up for a decade for Epstein, kidnapping kids, flying them on sex planes, some kids as young as 7 years old, reportedly, with big perverts raping them to frame people. I mean,
why did he say the word perverts like that?
I don't know. What is it with this Mueller Epstein thing? Is Mueller involved in the Epstein investigation?
That I don't know. I legitimately do not follow this stuff. It automatically mutes.
To frame people. I mean, mute.
Look, it automatically mutes every fucking time.
Years right. old, reportedly, with big perverts raping them. To frame people. I mean, Mueller is a monster, man. God, imagine. He's even above the pedophiles, though. The word is he doesn't have sex with the kids. He just controls it all. Can you imagine being a monster like that? God, oh, people say, well, God, aren't you scared of him? I'm scared of not manning up.
See, they never mentioned that Trump is also friends with Epstein, though. They never mentioned that shit.
No, Jones doesn't. I've heard other, you know, like Lee Camp, I've heard niggas like that mention that shit.
Yeah. Well,
but not Jones. But, I mean, Jones won't, because Jones is a fucking phony. But you realize you saw the like inadvertently admitted toxic masculinity like indoctrination. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of not manning up.
Yes.
So that's a whole aside thing to just keep in your head as you move through the rest of this week. And it automatically mutes. Mm-hmm. Fucking thing.
I'm constantly in fear. That I'm not being a real man and I'm not doing what it takes and I'm not telling the truth. And so call it whatever you want. I look at that guy and he's a sack of crap.
Mueller looks like if John Kerry wasn't an inbreed. I never really looked at this guy, but like his face is coming up on the screen as we cover this. And yeah, he totally looks like if John Kerry was not a blue blood. And it automatically mutes.
Whatever you want. I look at that guy and he's a sack of crap. That's a demon I will take down or I'll die trying. So that's it. It's going to happen. We're going to walk out in the square politically.
Politically.
High noon, and he's going to find out when he makes a move, man. Make the move first, and then it's going to happen. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's the real world.
I like how he's like mimicking shooting a gun, talking about it's the real world. We're going to step out in the square. It's high noon, and I have a gun. And I'm politically.
Politically.
Well, yes. He's got sued one too many times.
Yep. Not a lot of cases. More than Slim Shady in 2002.
Okay, so apparently Mueller was head of the FBI during the Epstein investigation and basically didn't charge him with a bunch of stuff because they used him as an informant for something.
Huh.
So basically let him rape kids so he could be an informant.
America, I guess.
It's very Thomas Jeffersonian.
Yes. Now here's Alex Jones, March 25th, 2019.
Yes.
All right, it's a little different. It's not like he's great fully on board, but it's a little different.
It's kind of like the beginning of that great movie, Aliens. Sir, is this going to be another bug hunt? I'm like, who's that? Apparently, she saw an alien. It's like, apparently, he talked to a Russian once. Oh, my gosh!
I don't know how he put those two things together. I think
it doesn't matter.
And he kind of inadvertently argued against himself.
He does that a lot, actually.
Because he said, like, so in the movie Alien, they say apparently she saw aliens, so you mock them. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but then the aliens fucked everybody up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's actually a bad comparison, Jones. And that's probably why he's looking off into space. But it was a woman
who said it, so therefore it doesn't matter. Because you should always mock women.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
I'm glad my mother taught me to not catch Mayo fever. She did a good job. Hmm. All right.
Woo! It's just like...
Alex Jones does this thing where he fake cries, and he's doing that right now. That's mm-hmm. that pause.
He's trying to think of what to say next.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just can't help but have to tell the truth. You know what? I'm not going to say it on air.
Nigga, yes, you are. Shut the fuck up.
He's been performing so fucking hard. His audience does not see the theater in what he's doing.
No, he's just speaking the truth, man.
Yeah, telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm. I had Jack Posobiec on Friday. And I basically said it then. But you know, these Google executives and people helping oppress the Chinese people, giving them all our secret DARPA technology. If a colonel in the military gave 1 million to the Chinese, something like that, they'd never even get tried. They'd be killed. You signed on for that. You should be. And I know there's a lot of money and everybody's been bought off by Ooh. China, but my God, we've been sold.
What do you say?
Not totally unrelated. I'm curious if he ever covered that... fuck was the name of that program, like that Black Mirror shit.
Oh,
the, like everyone's on the system where you're being graded, because they started implementing that in China. I'm just curious if you ever talked about it.
He probably covered it in his own way,
right?
Pulled out, and the audacity to point their fingers at people like me and Trump and say we're on
me and Trump because y'all niggas are contemporaries. All right,
Alex Jones was one of his first big interviews in the primary. That's the cold shit. It was.
I know.
I remember listening to that shit at work on the Bluetooth speaker that the homegirl Ann gave me because niggas be socializing.
Yes.
That was some shit we did. Like, I'd be on the way home from work and I'd fucking, I caught some shit on sale that I don't really fuck with, but she does. So I drop it off at her house. She comes by, drops off a whole reusable shopping bag full of some shit that she picked up. You know, fuck, yeah, man, we're just fucking chilling, like, dope. I drop off, like, hey, here's some whiskey I picked up, and she's like, hey, here's a Bluetooth speaker I have lying around. Yeah, man.
That's nice.
I had a friend.
As it should be.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I mean.
Now we live in Illinois, and we don't have any friends.
You don't want any friends.
Well, in proximity. Now, I'd be friends with some of the niggas from Facebook, but they live way the fuck in other continents. Different time zones and shit.
Right.
Different longitude, latitude. They don't even live on the same side of the equator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolls? No, you are, and you know it, scum.
That escalated.
And I'm not going to do anything to you.
Now he's saying, I'm not going to do anything to you. And the last one, he's talking about killing niggas, but watch where this one goes. Now, I'm going to have to say it to you because this is audio and we don't have video technology. Well, we do it with the YouTube, but we can't show you on the YouTube.
But also that in that time, since the timeline, he's gotten sued since then.
Damn, because that fast? Today's the 28th.
When was the last one from?
Oh, that's from 2018. Oh, he got sued for that one.
No, he didn't get sued for that, but he's getting sued by the Sandy Hook lawsuit from Sandy Hook parents who had to move like five fucking times to keep getting doxxed happened in between these two. Which I wonder if like that has anything to do with some of the rhetoric of I'm not going to do anything.
But then they do it. Listen to them talk, and I'll tell y'all folks what shows up on the screen. Doobie-doop. Skippy flip. Oh, wait. Check it out.
That's not my department. But the worm is turning. Doesn't mean if I needed to, I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
You're found guilty of treason. They want me to kick the switch to open that trap door and drop your neck down and snap that son of a bitch. I swear to God.
Now, right when he says drop your neck down and snap that son of a B word, his producers flash Rachel Maddow on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those shots where Rachel Maddow's like neck is particularly National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's like they're so blatant with the threats. I think we had one back in 2016 or 17 where like he blatantly like threatened to, you know, tell his audience to go or murder the old performer Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Jones just be doing that shit on purpose. Mm-hmm. Melissa Harris Perry, all them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pull those levers all day. Cause I'm sick of your crap. You're not just traitors selling us out to horrible authoritarian regime that's killed way more than Hitler did. You're trying to take my freedoms and lock my ass up. To quote Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die.
Emperor Palpatine was the bad guy.
Alex Jones is the bad guy.
What kind of?
And he just said, no, 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 you will die. Right?
Okay.
And then his producers flashed Rachel Maddow again really quickly.
And then also Emperor Palpatine was the guy who was the head of the brutal, murdering, authoritarian regime who was locking people up.
Maybe.
What the fuck?
Allegified.
Ugh.
Let's wrap it up.
Anyways, I've just had enough. I am not a traitor. I am an American. That's all I've ever done. Everyone knows it.
What up?
Also, did you peep out when he said that he was more mad about the idea of his personal liberties being taken away than millions of Chinese people being murdered more than Hitler? Did you note that?
That is not something worth noting. That is one of your freckled up concerns.
Mm-hmm.
All my family's ever done. And I am sick of these traitors pissing all over the country and getting away with it. I said I'd give these clips to go to your calls. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jones. All right. And that is liberals on the front end, conservatives on the back end responding to Mueller time.
And of course, the common thread is I know better than you. You have to listen to me. Don't question it. Just accept what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You don't know. I'm going to educate you. Whether it was the smug liberal talking about, we're just telling them for those who can't help themselves. Right?
Yeah.
And then the Pizzagate. Obviously, they're lying to you. You should have listened to me. I know what I'm talking about because I know things without proof. To Alex Jones, they're traitors. I know without proof, and you just need to trust me. I'm helping you help yourself.
You left out the guy who accurately broke down Sun Tzu Art of War.
And that guy. So it's basically like what? So it's what? Like the speech again, right? How Melania plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech, but the actual story is both sides really liked that same speech.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what just happened here. Both sides really liked the same speech.
All right. And this is what's going out on the socialized feed. And we're going to go ahead and stop this recording. Peace to the face booze live. Hit and finish. Bink. And YouTube, you got to get out of here. And we're going to go ahead and record a little Patreon content.
Yes.
Come on.
Fill up my water glass.
Ugh. And get the Patreon content is patreon.com/wineCellarMediaFund, right? And tip jar we always pass around. It doesn't get the new content. It just helps move the shit along, and it is part of the household income. And it's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. All right. And YouTube is out of there. And podcast audio. What the heck darn's happening here? All right, I figured it out.